Christmas carols fill the air, and twinkling lights cast a warm glow at the outlet shops of El Paso. But something is missing from this traditional holiday scene. Shoppers from Mexico.
Normally this time of the year, it's a little bit more packed in the mall and everything.
Lani Lasalde works for Mr. C's Toys, a local business with a kiosk in this open-air mall. Pre-COVID, he estimates Mexican shoppers accounted for more than half of their sales. This time of year, he and his co-workers should be busy as Santa's elves selling the hottest toys.
Yeah, we got Baby Yoda and then like Mickey Mouse, Sonic the Hedgehog.
The U.S. and Mexico agreed to border travel restrictions as a COVID-19 precaution. Since March, people have only been allowed to cross for essential reasons, and shopping's not on the list. For Lasalde and others at the mall, that's translated into a holiday season that's far from merry and bright.
You can see it on the sales, you can see it on the people walking around the mall.
And you can see it in the mall parking lot, normally jam-packed in December.
Usually you will see lots of license plates from Mexico, not just across the border from Juarez, Chihuahua State, but also Durango, Coahuila, and other states in northern Mexico.
Casual day trips across the border into Texas are not occurring in 2020.
Tom Fullerton is an economics professor at the University of Texas at El Paso. He says every year, shoppers from Mexico spend a minimum of
$1 billion of retail activity in El Paso County alone. Large figures also accruing in Laredo, McAllen, and Brownsville as well.
On South El Paso Street downtown, stores are just a few steps from an international bridge. Shoppers used to walk across from Mexico. Now some people are relying on their relatives in Texas to buy things. I meet Erlinda Santillana shopping with her granddaughter over video chat. Santillana is using her phone to show her different styles of boots. That picky granddaughter you hear is in Torreon, nearly 600 miles south of the Texas-Mexico border. As a legal resident, Santillana can still go back and forth to Mexico. She lives in the U.S. Santillana says the travel restrictions have made it hard for Mexican families who are used to bargain shopping in the U.S. On the other side of the border, the economic picture is even worse. A short walk across the international bridge into Mexico leads to Avenida Juarez. Here, shops and street vendors cater to visitors from the Texas side. Alberto Moreno shows off his beautiful hand-stitched tablecloths.
Yo vendo manteles.
Usually big sellers ahead of Christmas.
No hay nada, eh? No hay nada de venta.
He says sales are down by as much as 90%. U.S. citizens can still cross into Mexico for essential reasons, but again, not for shopping. A lot of small vendors here tell me they're hanging by a thread. Maria Velasquez sells snacks from a cart. Velasquez says if she doesn't work, her family doesn't eat, that she can either die from COVID or hunger. During these tough times, she's relying on her faith. Saying God will have to help all of us get through the pandemic. I'm Angela Cocherga in Ciudad Juarez.